Welcome to the EDUCAUSE podcast. I'm Jerry Bain, and this EDUCAUSE 2009 conference podcast is sponsored by Juniper Networks and Quest Communications International. You can find more podcasts like this on a variety of topics by searching for EDUCAUSE on iTunes or by visiting www.educause.edu/podcasts. This podcast features an interview with Nadine Stern, Vice President for IT and Enrollment Services at the College of New Jersey.
Thanks for joining us today, Nadine.
Thank you, John.
How has cloud computing affected the College of New Jersey? How are you approaching the shift to software as a service?
Well, one of the things we're trying to do is to not be afraid of it. And one of the ways to not be afraid of it is to realize that in many ways, we've been doing this for years. Mm-hmm. If we look back, probably one of our very first entrees into this field was using the National Student Clearinghouse. Most colleges use it,
sure.
Might not think of it as software as a service, yet our student data is stored with the clearinghouse, and our students, through our student system, just click on a link and they do their enrollment verification. Hmm. So if we can try to acknowledge that it is not a new and scary process, then that helps along the way. We also realize that it's not a matter of whether it's going to happen or not. It's a matter of how we can embrace it and use it to work for us in our environment in the way that best suits the students, faculty, and staff at the College of New Jersey, not be led into something that doesn't work for us, that's not right for us, but to use it to its best advantage.
And when you identify the option of using cloud computing or software as a service, you compare it to other opportunities and
absolutely. Yeah. That's right. And we do what we've done before as we do comparisons of vendor products. Well, now that's just one of the comparisons. And sometimes actually you find the same product is available hosted or not hosted. In mm-hmm. other words, in the cloud or not. And you have to do an analysis of what the pros and cons are, financial and support wise, for the different approaches.
That's certainly a lesson that you've learned along the way. And mm-hmm. what other lessons you'd share with people as they start to look at this possibility? I'm sure a lot of people are nervous about it.
Yes, I think people are. The lessons that we've learned are that we need a stronger project governance structure, because these projects often are coming to us from our clients who have been sold sort of a bill of goods that this is going to be either free or easy because it doesn't require IT resources. Well, it does require some, and we need to make sure that our project governance function allows us to prioritize and point out the work that is required. So we're working on that because we don't have the best project governance mechanism. Another lesson learned is that we have to get very involved in contract review. And that is something that is relatively new to us. We've always reviewed contracts for standard software, but this is a different kind of contract review.
Sure.
And I have to make sure that our in-house general counsel is my best friend, and luckily we have a very good general counsel. Another lesson learned is that we have to be very cautious about vendors' compliance with FERPA rules, and mm-hmm. we've developed a service provider agreement that we are going to attach to all our contracts that essentially has our service provider specify that they will comply with FERPA in the same ways that we as a college would do that. And that was something we did not have before, and as we got into a couple of these, we realized it's a little ambiguous how or when the vendors might use our data.
Boy, I think that's an important piece of advice.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us in this business have not thought about that up until this point. Have you seen an effect on the personnel structure of IT is there a shift in needed skill sets?
Absolutely.
I think you just alluded to this just a minute ago.
Absolutely. There are definitely different skill sets needed, and we have even made some organizational changes to accommodate this. The different skill set is, if you look at your network staff, your DBA staff in particular, instead of purchasing, configuring, setting up the servers, the database, the backup. Instead, that staff is being asked to certify, may not be the right word, but to review and confirm their comfort level for the college in using an alternate vendor's services to do that. And, you know, it's one thing if it is a major company, Google or Microsoft, you might have confidence, or some people are actually skeptical of those. But if you use, you know, as I said in a presentation, sort of Joe's Cloud Computing Service, and a client brings you a product that is running in the cloud, we, the IT staff, really have to change, and instead of configuring the services, the software, the hardware, instead we have to be asking questions of that vendor to confirm our comfort that they will be reliable and that they do have security protections, and that's a change. The other change that I've seen is much more work needed on the contract review, as I said, and license management, which is different in this world. They are sometimes subscription types of services. There are different licensing rules. So we have pulled that more into a department that we are calling IT business operations, which even within our centralized IT before was a little more decentralized. Our network staff were comfortable talking to Sun directly when they were buying their servers or working with Oracle out of the network area. Now we're finding that this really has to be brought into a central area, even within IT, and we have to watch and monitor the licenses much more carefully, the metrics, the review of those contracts, and the resubscriptions, if you will. So it is
lots
changing.
More coordination.
Yeah, and it's a different skill set, and not every, I mean, people that are in IT did not get into IT to be contract reviewers, negotiators, or many of our staff want to be the hands-on network administrators that they're very good at. So it's a challenge.
Well, this has been a great conversation. Thanks for your time, Nadine.
Thank you, John.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
This EDUCAUSE 2009 conference podcast is sponsored by Juniper Networks and Quest Communications International.